Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I am not a toy you can play with when you're bored or lonely. I am not the girl the guy gets at the end of the movie. I am not a fantasy. If you want me, earn me! Until then, we are done.
They are done. Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. It's been seven seasons on the air. And for lovers of the hit ABC primetime drama Scandal, Olivia Pope officially hung up her white hat last night.
Being an upholder of the Constitution, you'd need an arrest warrant, wouldn't you? Do you have one of those? My white hat's bigger than your white hat.
Scandal was filled with scandal and also intrigue. It was written and produced by Shonda Rhimes. She was the force behind hit shows like Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder. Actress Kerry Washington plays Olivia Pope in Scandal, a so-called fixer in Cutthroat Washington. It was a character based on the true life of Judy Smith, a crisis management consultant in Washington, D.C. Tanisha Ford is Associate Professor of Africana Studies and History at the University of Delaware, also author of Liberated Threads, Black Women's Style, and the Global Politics of Soul. She's also more than just your casual Scandal fan.
I can remember there are days if I missed Scandal in the evening, then I'd wake up in the first thing in the morning and watch it. Not even out of bed yet, but like, let me catch up on Scandal. Let me see what I missed.
I sat down with Tanisha Ford to talk about the imprint that Scandal is leaving behind on fans and on American culture.
I've been a fan of Scandal since the very beginning, and let me say, I've just seen this show go down so many different roads, and so on the one hand, I'm sad to know that on Thursday nights, I'll no longer be watching Scandal, but on the other hand, I'm happy to see this show leave the air on Shonda Rhimes' terms, that we get to see a story arc come to completion, and we don't have to worry or wonder about what's happened to our gladiators. We know she's given us a really tight ending to the story.
So you have written, though, that this show over its arc has made some important contributions, as I said, to American culture. Start in the early days of the show, because you were a person not only who watched every episode, but you used to like to sort of participate. You know, people who love shows get on social media, they tweet about the shows. You had the role of writing about them afterward. So start in the early years.
So in the early years of the show, we see a political fixer, Olivia Pope, you know, who is taking on the D.C. elite, and she's keeping their secrets and helping them fix their messes. And in the early seasons, as Rhimes is setting up this story, it centers on her relationship with the president, Fitzgerald Grant. And those early episodes really explore the politics and the trials and complications of not only an interracial relationship, but a relationship with a married man. And then this show starts to branch out and situate Olivia in a political climate. So then we start to see the show grapple with issues related to sexual harassment in the workplace. We see the show tackle same-sex love and marriage and desire. It's also a show that starts to take on issues related to state violence against the Black community. And so Scandal didn't avoid tackling these tough issues. And in between those issues, they would give us a lot of drama and over-the-top, soapy, campy action that kept us enthralled so that when they did tackle an issue like abortion, you know, they were able to balance the weight of these very important social issues with some levity.
And some fun and a little bit of, dare I say it, scandal, right?
Buried indeed, in very scandalous.
Was the show effective in dealing with those important issues, though? There are a lot of times where network shows, primetime shows say, oh, we're gonna check the box on workplace sexual harassment or police violence. And I find a lot of times when shows try to do that, I would have rather not have seen it. It's just not effective. But in this case, you say it was.
Well, we can't really compare it to cable television, where I think there's much more space to have more complicated conversations around these issues, where we don't have to tailor it to a network television audience. But I will say, for a show of its nature on a major network like ABC, I think Shonda Rhimes was bolder than one might imagine. And it's really not until we look back at Scandal as a body of work that we can see the risk that she was able to take, even given the constrictions of network television.
Now, Tanisha Ford, you also have written about what you call Scandal's unfortunate excesses. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, if you think about the soap operas that I grew up on, like All My Children and One Life to Live, General Hospital, those were some of my favorites. Those shows have an element of over-the-top drama. And so I think in line with that type of soap opera-esque form of storytelling, Scandal then too took on some of those characteristics because it was a drama soap opera. So for me, one of those excesses is to think about this 4-episode arc where Olivia is kidnapped and she's sold on the dark web to the highest bidder. Or in another scene, you know, we may see characters have these very long monologues that are highly dramatic and leave you with that dun 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 kind of feeling, you know? But it becomes part of the way that Scandal tells stories. And so sometimes you just have to look at it and be like, really, Scandal?
So you love it. I mean, I'm over here rolling my eyes when that stuff happens and you're on the other side of the couch cheering.
Well, it's not that I'm cheering. It's just that I'm doing both, right? Like, I'm like, oh my goodness, here we go again. And I'm also like, yes, this is everything, you know? And I think that that's really the spirit of the show. You know, Shonda Rhimes was trying to make TV that was dramatic in a different way than we had seen television and seen a Black woman lead a show. Right. So to see a Black woman get to, you know, power strut down the halls of the White House and say things like, it's handled. Right. Like there's a way that, you know, there's something about that that's, you know, kind of cheesy. But there's something about that that's also very powerful and empowering, especially to Black women who on a daily basis handle things. You know, we fix things, but that labor is often unrecognized. But here we have a Black woman in the White House, no less, who is handling and fixing everything, you know. And so, yeah. So for me, it was like, yeah, sure, I'll take an over-the-top death scene, you know, if it means I also get to see a show explore very rich political topics and do so with a sense of style and panache that I haven't really seen on television before.
Well, Tanisha Ford, thanks for stopping by to talk about Scandal, your Thursday night love. I'm sorry it's going away, but we really appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Tanisha Ford, Associate Professor of Africana Studies at the University of Delaware and author of Liberated Threads, Black Woman Style, and the Global Politics of Soul.